asked me to preach tonight, and I've had one passage of scripture on my heart, and I just couldn't get away from it. And it's one of these passages that probably most of y'all are familiar with, but you don't hear a whole lot preached out of it. And but the Lord, he just began to show me a whole lot of stuff in it. And I'm just going to share it with you tonight. So let's take our Bibles and let's turn to the book of Ezekiel. The book of Ezekiel, chapter number 47. Ezekiel 47. And I'll start reading in verse number 1. Give you time to find your place. I'm honored to be able to stand and just open up this book and preach God's word. And this is a sacred place to be. And I tell you, without the Lord, it's not a fun place to be. But I feel with all my heart that the Lord has put this on my heart, and I know it helped me. And I feel like that the Lord's word will be a blessing to you tonight. In Ezekiel 47, verse number 1, it says, "Afterward he brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. From the forefront of the house stood toward the east. And the waters came down from under, from the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out to the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looked eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits and brought me through the waters, and the waters were to my ankles. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, and the waters were to my knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through, and the waters were to the loins. Afterward, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over." Let's pray. Father, I pray, Lord, that you would add your blessings to the reading of your word. And Father, I pray, Lord, that you would clear our minds and clear our hearts. I pray, Lord, that we'd be receptive to what you've got for us tonight. Lord, I beg you, Lord, that you would empty me of self and flesh, anything that's not pleasing unto thee. Fill me afresh and anew with your spirit. Father, I pray that you would use me tonight as a mouthpiece just to put before this congregation what you've laid on my heart. Father, I pray, Lord, that when we leave here, that we'd all leave a little closer to you than when we come in. I pray, Lord, that we would draw nigh unto you. You said that if we draw nigh unto you, that you would draw nigh unto us. And Father, I beg you, Lord, that this church, this local body, Lord, that we would seek you first with all of our heart. Lord, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for all you've done, for the blessings that you've bestowed upon us. Father, just for this time, I pray that you'd minister through your word. We'll certainly give you all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory. For it's in the precious name of Jesus I pray. Amen. Amen. So we find Ezekiel here, and he's in this house. And at first, when you look at it, you may say, well, what kind of house is it? Well, we find out pretty quick what kind of house it is, because at the end of the verse, it talks about an altar. Now, in this message, there's a lot of typologies, a lot of pictures that we can see. And I'm going to bring out quite a few of those tonight. But I want us to make it applicable to us. What the Lord showed me is, when I come to church, why do I come to church? What do I get out of church? When I'm in God's house, why do I come? Well, you know, of course we would say, well, I come to serve the Lord, to worship the Lord. I believe a lot of us really just truly come out of routine a lot of times. It's just something that we do, but we need to get to the place where we hunger and we desire the Lord, and we hunger and desire to come to His house to meet with Him. Because I'm a firm believer that if Morningstar Baptist Church, if we got everything else out of our mind, all the distractions, everything that clutters our mind, if we got all that to the side and we said, Lord, I'm coming to your house this morning. I'm ready to come. I want to come. I want to meet with you. I want to hear from you. I want to worship you. I believe we'd see revival in this church. I'm a firm believer of that. But the fact of the matter is the reason that God does not, you know, bring revival in a church is not because He's not limited. It's a lot of times because we hinder Him. It's us that aren't where we need to be with the Lord to really see a move of God. Now, I believe individually you get right with God and you desire Him and you hunger for Him, then you can come to church and you can get blessed, and maybe everybody else don't. You can still get a blessing from God in His house. And so Ezekiel here, he is in the house of God. There's an altar there, and the Bible tells us that there's water that's flowing out eastward. Now, eastward is important because eastward in the Bible a lot of times represents the way to God, the direction to God. But this water is coming out of the house of God here. Well, in the Bible, water typifies quite a few things. But the main thing that it typifies is the Word of God. So we find that this water is coming from the house of God. Now, water, if it typifies the Word of God, there's only one thing that really needs to be proclaimed in the house of God. What's that? It's the Word of God. If there's a lot of buildings across this nation that have a steeple on it that call themselves a church, and they're far from preaching the Word of God, they're far from proclaiming the Word of God, I believe that the Bible should be the only thing that's proclaimed in the church. The only thing, it should be the forefront of the messages in the house of God. Not politics, not none of this other stuff. We were talking, me and Holly was talking to somebody a couple weeks ago, and they were talking about a church right here in Spartanburg County. A Baptist church in Spartanburg County. And they were saying that they had, it just blows my mind. I mean, but they have the LGBT, whatever, all that. And they invite them. They have the gays as officers in the church. They welcome that. And I thought, my word, what in the world has happened? It is absolute sin. That is right out of the pits of hell. It does not line up with that book one bit. And the way that the church, the book should be the forefront of it. Everything that's in this Bible is perfect. It's perfect. And it needs to be the forefront. I hunger for the message out of God's Word. I love to hear good, sound, solid preaching. And if there's anything that needs to be preached in the church house, it is the Word of God. The Word of God was preached when I fell under conviction and I got saved. I mean, I fell under Holy Ghost conviction. I was scared to eat. I was scared to sleep. I thought that I'd die and I'd bust hell wide open. But you know what happened? I went to the church house and a preacher stood up and he opened up that Bible and he preached the gospel and I made a beeline to the altar and got born again. That's what the Bible does. There's a lot of things that reason we don't see people getting saved in all these other churches is because they ain't preaching that book. The book will get the job done. Not only does it need to be proclaimed in the house of God, but the Bible says that the water was flowing out. It was flowing out. Now, as a local body here, What do we need to be proclaiming outside the church? What needs to proceed from in here to out there? It's still the Word of God. I'm telling you, folks, we've gotten off track. We've gotten off base. I heard something, which I'll get to this in a minute, but I mean, what happened to where you just, you know, when you feel a burden for someone, I mean, to go to somebody and say, listen, brother, I love you, but the Lord sent me to tell you that you ain't right with God. I mean, what happened to being sensitive to the Holy Spirit? Just going out and just with the Bible in your hand, the Holy Ghost filled in your heart, and just going out and being a witness for Jesus. The Bible, the Word, needs to flow out of these walls, up and down these streets, around this community. And I'm a firm believer that the Word will still get the job done. It's great to invite people to church. It's great to tell them about our church. But what they need is the gospel and the truth from the Word of God. They need that. That's what will make a difference in a person's life. People can come to church. They can come to church and they can go through the motions and they can look good and all this. But I'm telling you, if there's not a divine change in their life that comes from this book, it won't stick. They'll leave out. Unchanged. This book makes a change in your life. So we see that it flowed out of the church. Another thing I want you to see is Ezekiel here. It says there that he was led. He was led. That means that he wasn't just willy-nilly going out, but he was led. We've got the mandate what to do. We know what to do, but listen, I'm telling you, the Lord put this deep on my heart. I've got to be more sensitive to the Holy Spirit. I've got to be led by the Spirit. If the Spirit tells me to go to somebody and pray with them, then I need to go to somebody and pray with them. If the Lord puts you on my heart and I show up at your door, I'm just saying, look, the Lord told me to come. That's what the Lord told me to do. But you know what? When that happens, when you obey the voice of God and you're led by the Holy Spirit, God's already prepared the way. He knows what He's doing. We may not know what we're doing, but God knows. He's the one that guides us. Ezekiel was led. So it says that he got down in this water, and it says that it was ankle deep. Well, there's really two basic applications here. The first one is this. For him to be ankle deep, it means that his feet were covered. How do you go forward in life? How does the body go forward? The feet. The Bible talks much about the feet. We're to have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I think even the military, they teach you to take care of your feet. You know why? Because the feet is what moves the body forward. So he was in this ankle-deep water, and his feet were, he had moved forward. I long to see us, well, me as an individual first, my wife and my family, I long to see us move forward in the blessings and the Word of God. That was another thing. It was not only was it I'm gonna backtrack here a little bit. Not only was water representative of the Word of God, but it also represents the blessings, the flowing blessings of God. And when you get in the water, when you're moving forward, you're going to get blessed by God. God blesses us. He longs to bless us. He wants to bless us. It's us so many times that hinder those blessings. So he was in this ankle-deep water. That's a good sign because that means he was moving forward. But it also shows us that it's shallow. It's not very deep. Well, you say, well, what does that mean? It means that he only went so deep in the water. Now, there's people that have been saved a very long time, and they're ankle-deep Christians. They'll only go so far. There's some that have went further, but then they back up. They don't stay in the water. They don't stay. We've heard the old saying that if you've ever been in fire, been in the fire, you won't settle for the smoke. And we've heard these things. And it means basically if you've ever been in the presence of God where God's moving and God's working and that you just won't settle for the routine, mundane. But I'll propose to you that we settle for it quite often. There's a lot in here. I was telling somebody last night that the church I grew up in, as a little boy, I fell asleep on my mama's lap, woke up 2 hours later, and they were still testifying. I mean, God moved. He worked in that place. Seen people that would hold the pew and fight the conviction, and then they would just run to the altar. We don't see much of that in this day. We need to be more than shallow, deep Christians. We need to be more than ankle-deep Christians. We've got the feet. We're in the water. That means that we're saved. We're coming from the house of God. We're in this relationship with the Lord, but yet we only settle for ankle-deep Christianity. Well, the Bible tells us that he goes a little bit further and he gets knee deep. The knees represent prayer. Now, if you're going to have a further walk with the Lord, you're going to have a prayer life. I mean, you're going to have a prayer life. Not just, now lay me down to sleep or thank you, Lord, for the food. I'm talking about a time when you get alone, when you push the phone away, when you turn the TV off, when you get alone with God and you talk to him. Because what's happened with me is this. When I get alone with God and I truly long for him and I begin to pray to him, he just starts moving. I mean, he just starts moving in my heart. He begins to speak to me. He begins to help me. And where I'm sitting there trying to pray, Lord, I'm trying to pray to you. I'm talking to you. Next thing I know, I'm just in a communion with him. And that'll help you grow. That'll make you appreciate going a little bit further with the Lord, getting a little bit deeper with him. Because I'm just being honest with you. There's been many a times when I didn't pray and I didn't feel that closeness, the walk with the Lord that I once had. But boy, now that it's back, now that he's speaking, and it's like, Lord, I love to have these times with you. I show up at work a lot of times in my truck all by myself, crying like a baby, meeting with the Lord, praying and talking to him. Don't even know how many red lights or green lights I passed because I wasn't even paying attention. I was just in his presence. What about if the Morningstar Baptist Church did that? What if we determined to say we're going to get knee deep? We're going to hit our knees. We're going to get down. We're going to get down to business with God. We're going to pray. We're going to take the word of God. Remember, that water, the blessings. You're talking about being blessed. I mean, when you walk in with God, it makes a difference with you and your wife, with your wife and your husband. It makes a difference between you and your children. I mean, God just blesses. God desires us to come to him. You know, over and over in the Bible, he tells us, cast your cares upon me. What do you say? Well, what does that even mean? That means when we're burdened down, we go to the Lord. We pray. We've got to have a prayer life. We've got to get in that book. We've got to get serious about this. This world is getting worse. Outside these walls, it is getting worse. It's going to be worse for our kids. It's going to be worse for my youngest son. It's going to be worse for your grandchildren, for your great-grandchildren. And I'm telling you, this world has their agenda. And the only hope they have to ever see true revival again is with us. Oh, yeah, I believe it's with us because God wants to do it. But if we're just playing church, it ain't going to happen. But when we get serious with God, we say, God, we want you, we need you, we've got to have you. You know what will happen? God will move. He will move. Because I believe he hears the cry of his children. I believe that. I know it. I know it. You say, how do you know it? Because I've cried to him. I've begged him for things and he's answered. He's answered a whole lot of prayers for me. I'm talking about big prayers. I have no doubt in my mind that he'd let me down. None. I depend on him more than I do anything. Anything. I mean, a checking account don't mean nothing to me. It's God. It's him. And I trust him. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all ye ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. I'm pleading with us tonight. This is the backbone of the church, I would say. And I'm pleading with us tonight. We need to get serious in church. There's a lot of people in here that have seen God move. You know I'm telling it right. We need to see God move like that. Don't you want it? Don't you really want it? Oh, I do. I do. We got to be sensitive. We've got to be led. We've got to get past this shallow. We've got to go forward. We've got to get ready in prayer. And you know what will happen next? The Bible tells us that he went on a little further and it come to his loins. What does the loins typify in the Bible? It typifies strength. Over and over and over, gird your loins. That typifies the strength, the center of the body. When you're moving forward with God, when you're praying, when God's blessing you, when you're in your Bible and you get stronger, he strengthens us. It ain't all about us. Remember, the Bible is what? It's represented as like the food, the nourishment. Paul said, I would have fed you, but you couldn't take the meat of the word. He said, I had to give you the milk of the word. That was probably ankle deep Christians. But when you get a little stronger and you go a little further with God and you start getting up to the loins, then you start getting in the meat of the word. God blesses you. I'm telling you, he will pour his blessings out on this place. He will. He'll pour them out. We can see once again God change lives. And I'm telling you this for this reason, because I've experienced it. I have experienced it. Our pastor, he'll get up and talk about, you know, how the Lord changed his life. I'm still amazed at what God does. How he just breaks through all the sin and all the wickedness. And when you get serious with him, he will come through for his children. I want us to get deeper, go a little further. That's what I want. My wife is going with me. Like it or not, you're going with me. My children are going with me. Because once you get further and on into the ankles and the knees and the loins, something will start happening. And it mentions it here. Well, it don't mention this, but it's obvious what happens. You will start taking your eyes off of everything else. The things that seemed like it was so important won't be that important anymore. Some people are addicted to social media. I mean, it's just like every spare second, you know, they're on that social media. Once I started getting serious with God, I don't miss it one bit. I don't miss it at all. I don't miss that stuff. What'll happen is the things that we care about, the things that I care about, will just not seem as important. The main focus and the main attention will be on Jesus. Keeping my eyes on Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. When I now thank the Lord for it, but now it really is a walk of faith. I don't have to see what's around the corner. I ain't worried about what's around the corner because God knows what's around the corner. He just wants me to obey Him and just follow Him where He leads. It really is a walk of faith, not a walk of sight. I don't have to see it. But oh, we like to see it, don't we? We like to know what's over the hill. We like to know what's around the bend. He says, just go. Keep going forward. Keep walking with me. If you walk with me, walk by faith, I'll take care of that. I'll move the mountain that might be in front of you. That's the way God is. When we get deeper with Him, probably going to get done early tonight, but that's fine with me. I just want to get this off of me because the Lord's put it all over me. When we get deeper and we get in those waters that we can swim in, this is big. The Lord showed me this. This is important. There's less of me showing. Less of me. You can't see me when I'm in the deep waters. I'm just in the glory of God. I'm just swimming with Him, and there's less of me showing. And that's a big problem. There's too many people that want to be seen. They want to flash the flesh, and they want to... Church is full of fleshliness. Oh, my. We need to... The flesh is rotten. It will let you down every time. It will lead you in the wrong direction. It will make you hear the wrong things, look at the wrong things. You better never trust the flesh. The flesh will let you down every time. And then people get in the flesh. And then it really escalates. Then it really gets big. There's been church splits over people getting in the flesh. We need to get in the faith. We need to get in the water. Because when we get in those deep waters with God, you don't see all that. I guess I'm saying, come on in. Come on in. The water is good. It is good to get in deep waters with God. Because I won't see that. You don't see me. We just get in there and we're submissive to Him. And when we submit to Him, He blesses us. I want to see God pour out His blessings on this church like He has in days gone by. He has. He's moved in mighty ways. And I can remember probably back in, maybe 95, somewhere around there. We was in the old building. Now, mind you, I was raised in church. I'd been in church my whole life. And the church I was raised in, it was a strong church at one time. But, boy, it started going downhill, and it was not good. And so I started playing ball, didn't we, Eddie? We started playing ball. And so I started coming to Morning Star. And I can remember sensing something that I hadn't sensed in a long time. Feeling something that I hadn't felt in a long time. And I mean, I just seen a liberty. And it wasn't one or two, it wasn't the same one or two, but it was just people throughout the church just worshiping God. The next thing I knew, I was standing up doing that, just worshiping. And I thought, man, that's going to church. That's what church is supposed to be. Not leaving feeling good about yourself, not an appeal to the flesh, but I'm talking about leaving knowing that you've been in the presence of God, that God had done something for you, that He had spoke to you, that He had moved in your heart and moved in the congregation. Well, God is not a God of yesterday. The Bible says He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So I got some good news. What He did in yesterday, He can do today. He can do it today. I'm just a firm believer we've got to get a little deeper, get a little bit more serious, just crucify the flesh and just go a little further with God. Get a little bit more serious. Pray, study that Bible. Just go deeper with Him. And He'll do that here again. I want that. I long for that. That's my prayer for me. But I'm praying that for us as a church. Because He'll bless us for it. He will move in our midst and He will bless this church if we do that. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, Lord, I sure have tried to deliver what You put on my heart. And Lord, I thank You, Lord, for how You spoke to me and how You ministered to my heart. Lord, I beg You, Lord, that we would truly heed the Word of God and hide the Word of God in our heart. And Lord, I pray that we'd get serious with You in this day. Lord, this world needs to see a true born-again believer that's happy to be saved with joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. Lord, I know that You want to do that for Your children. So, Father, I pray, Lord, that we would all take Your word and we'd heed it and we'd apply it to our daily lives. And, Lord, I pray that when we leave this place that we'd not be forgetful, Lord, but we'd truly desire to grow closer to You. Father, I pray as we leave that You'd go with each person. Lord, I pray, Lord, that You'd keep us safe and bring us back at the next appointed hour. And, Lord, we certainly will give You all the thanks, all the honor and all the glory. For it's in the precious name of Jesus I pray. Amen. 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 Senior meeting tomorrow at 6:30.